Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Zach?
Yes.
Oh, I just call from Cincinnati. I got a thing here. You guys giving money away, it looks like.
Almost.
What's your rate? About 50%?
No. What were you looking to do? Did you receive a flyer from us in the mail?
Yeah, I got one. I get this stuff every day, and it just that we're in the construction business. We do got equipment, and we sell topsoil mulch and a story. So it's kind of what the rate is, you know.
Right. If you could tell me your 16-digit reservation code, I can pull up the information we have on your business and answer any questions.
Call 1-855-234-23.
I'm sorry. Could you? It's 1-855-234-0166. Wait. There's 16 digits. There should be 16 digits there.
No. 1841.
Okay, can we start over again? I'm a little bit confused here.
Okay. 2511.
2511.
3401. 0036.
0036.
-1841.
Gosh darn it. I'm sorry. My computer just froze up again. So it was 2511.
Okay.
Can we do this one more time? I apologize. 2511.
3401-0036-1841.
Damn it, this thing's going so slow. Okay.
3401. I don't do computers. I'm the old style.
Gotcha. I'm kind of that
way.
That's why
I've only been business 50-some years, but I kind of like the old ways of doing things.
I'm in that same boat as well. I grew up in a generation that was, there's no internet or anything like that. We didn't have cell phones.
Where are you guys at, California?
Yeah, we're down here in San Diego. Where are you calling
from?
Good
weather out there.
That's not bad today. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Cincinnati.
Ah, are you pulling for, you might be pulling for the Reds. Are you pulling for the Indians at all in this World Series?
The Reds, but I don't know. It's... We got to find out who's going to win this election. That's the thing to poll for.
That's true. Very true. Very true.
Can we try the reservation? We're done.
Yeah, we are. It's we'll never have another fair election again.
Mm.
Not that this one's going to be fair either.
Jesus Christ.
Can we try the
that
DM code?
One
more time here.
Number again?
Yes, please.
2511.
Okay, got it.
3401.
Got it.
-0036.
0036.
-1841.
1841, got it. Perfect.
Huh.
Alrighty, and Tom with Oxier Trucking and Excavating, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to confirm a little bit of information here, first and foremost. And, Tom, we got a new phone system about a week and a half ago. We experienced a couple dropped calls here and there. If, God forbid, the call were to drop, what's a good number for me to be able to reach back out to you?
Same one I'm calling from, 513-753-9175.
9175. Thanks, I appreciate that. I've had a couple drop calls over the past week, and it's a little frustrating there. So just want to confirm some information we have on file. Is the business still located at 1275 West Ohio Pike in Amelia, Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is its classification? Is it a proprietorship, partnership, S-C-Corp, LLC?
C-Corp.
C-Corp. Perfect. And then what would be a good email address to shoot you out some information?
She's not in here, and I don't do email. You just hit the fax. I got a fax machine.
Okay. Yeah, what would that number be?
753-513-8511, I believe.
So 753-513-8511?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, perfect. So what she did receive was an offer for funding. We do have a multitude of programs. If you let me know what you're looking to do, I can guide you in the right direction.
Oh, I don't know. I just I just called to see what kind of rates was floating around.
All right. For equipment, or is this for capital?
Both equipment and, you know.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of equipment needs some repairs.
Gotcha. So you might be looking for capital to repair the equipment or replace some of that as well? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So our equipment rates start in low single digits, around 4-4.5%, and it's like your typical car loan, 2 to 5 years in length, monthly payment, no down payment required, typically a first, sometimes a last month's payment, and, you know, it's a pretty straightforward loan there. You know, as far as our working capital, these are unsecured, so it is a little more expensive. Rates start at about 10 cents on the dollar. It can go up from there. We would have to look at a couple of the factors, time in business, personal credit, cash flow, to really determine what that rate would be, you know, what kind of terms and what kind of capital we could bring aboard for you.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a dollar amount in mind that you had in regards to repair?
No, not really. I mean, I'm selling some property. I'm kind of waiting till that sells. So I was just checking around to see if I'm always running things, my oldest boys, so I'm kind of, my secretary won't be in till tomorrow, so.
Okay.
I'm kind of just checking to see what kind of rates it would be. So it could be 4.5, you say?
Correct. Do you have a typical vendor
Would that be for a couple hundred or what?
Yeah, regardless of the price of the equipment, that's where the rates would start at.
Yeah.
A piece of $10,000 equipment, or you know, $100,000 equipment. That's where it all starts.
I don't know. I got a list of equipment here, but if I can find it.
So, do you? Is this typically a slower time of year for the business, or you guys have some stuff?
Well, winter time it's kind of slower, but we're pretty diversified, and we do topsoil mulch and topsoil around here, and we got a barn about 6,000 square feet that we keep it dry in.
Okay.
So people can come in, a landscaper, and we load pickup trucks, and then we deliver too.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we got that, and we got, let's see. I don't know. At one time, we had about $3 million worth of equipment, 3.25.
Wow.
We got rid of some, but we still got the stuff's a little older, but it's, like a new loader, we got five of them, 63 or 53, is about $250,000 now. So how are you going to make any money at that working for people by the hour? End of story on that. But
right.
So I got...
one of those unanswered questions.
I got four, let's see, 11. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 20.
So is a majority of this equipment, does it all need repair, or just a couple specific pieces, or?
No, we're running just a couple pieces, need some work done.
Gotcha.
We got about 50 pieces right now.
Ooh, all right.
30, yeah, we got, I got a Vermeer power screen, power screen, which I need some, do some work on it that needs a belt, but I paid over $200,000. It's got a conveyor for it, and I got two grinders, a 5.25 Vermeer and a 6.25, and I'm selling the one maybe, but they're about $300 a piece. I got a big one that I bought. I paid $500,000 for it. So anyway,
are those running? Or are those part of the repairs?
Yeah, they're running. But sometimes I got some stuff for sale.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Sometimes these guys come around looking for stuff, but some of the stuff's 10 years old, and some of the stuff's a little newer and older. I got a 690 track hoe. It needs a new hydraulic pump on it, which is 6,000.
So that's I guess relatively minor, isn't it, as far as repairs are concerned for that larger stuff?
Do what now?
Now, that is that like a relatively minor repair for something of that size? And
well, yeah, I mean, we got to do the labor on it. I got a full-time mechanic, and we got about 10 or 11 working. I used to have 30 working for years, and we could have cut back.
Yeah, yeah. So are you, I know that you're talking about the election there, you probably speak with other business owners as well. Is a lot of people, you know, waiting to see what happens next Tuesday before making any decisions as far as their business?
Oh, I don't know. Capital? My buddy, like, he's a farmer, big time, my cousin. It don't matter. You still got to get up and go to work the next day.
Exactly.
That's my story.
That's my
story. They're not helping me any.
Right.
They're not hurting me any, but they're not helping you any. And they won't loan you no money, small businesses. I tried small business loan years ago, and I worked with a couple of them things, and I just go with banks.
Right. Have you gone to your local bank recently and gotten any feedback from them as far as...
I haven't tried. I'm really selling a piece of property for $1 million something, maybe, but I ain't got sold yet.
Gotcha.
So then I got so many warehouses worth about $1.5 million, so I owe on them. But I just, you know, I always checking around to see had some operating capital at the right kind of price or whatever.
Yeah, you know, these are...
So what I always figured 600 on 100,000 a payment. Does that sound right? I used to figure it out a month, $600 a month on 100.
What kind of term
is it? The old days, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of changed. And, you know, our loans are actually shorter term in nature. They're designed...
Yeah, right.
You know, get you your return on investment, get it paid off, get your tax write-off, and, you know, move on to your next project so you're not paying on something 2 years down the line that's completed. So were you looking for something shorter in term just to get through a slower time?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's always pays to go a little longer than you can always pay if there is no prepayment penalty or anything like that.
We actually have, early payment discounts. So, depending on the program,
that's the way to do it. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah,
because it kind
of I borrowed a couple hundred thousand. Of course, my secretary, she ain't gonna like that one, but if anybody, that's beside the point. you can't work with an empty wagon, can you?
No, you cannot. So,
this isn't a loan on your accounts coming in, is it?
No. Actually based off of what we're able to lend to a business is the sales from the year previous. So we can lend, 10 to 12% of that to use as unsecured cash as you see fit. We don't follow the money. Do you know what you had done in sales last year?
I don't know. I'm thinking $1,000,002 or $1,003,004. Not enough. I don't know what...
Based on that, 1.4, we could probably get you upwards of, 150, if that would be helpful.
Yeah, 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 something like that, yeah. Well, anyway, let me, what's your name?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Z-A-C-H?
Yeah, and let me give you my direct dial as well.
Okay.
You can always reach me directly at 858.
Okay.
779.
Wait a minute, 779.
0426.
0426. Okay.
And I'm in the office Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I get in about 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. If you ever have any questions, you can always reach
out.
Wait,
now it's 12:00 here. What's your time?
It's 8:54 here.
Oh, no kidding. In the morning?
In the morning.
Damn.
Yeah.
Different, ain't it? Yeah. I guess. What about the Bengals going on and playing in England, huh?
It's weird, those games going over there. It seems like there's not as much scoring happening over there. I don't know if it's jet lag.
Don't they have football teams over there, pros? Or not? I guess not, huh?
They tried to do the NFL Europe a couple years back, but the whole thing just folded. I don't know if there's enough interest in trying to compete with soccer over there. It just seems like a losing
cause. That's
probably
it, soccer, yeah.
You know?
Well, listen, I better go. Nice talking to you.
Absolutely, and... if you don't mind, I could fax you out a little more information about our programs just to have on file for future reference.
Yeah, okay. It's it needs new ink, but it's 513-753-8511, I think.
753-8511. Or, if you don't mind, maybe I can check
that. Do you loan on property, too?
We do not.
Okay.
Majority, we could, though, on yellow iron. So I know that you have a bunch.
Okay, So go ahead.
There's a bunch. So there's options out there for you. There's different ways to get you the capital that you need.
Well, we've been in business 50 years, but I'm looking right now. We're making firewood now, and the machine, I paid $80,000 for it, and it's been the best little investment I got. It's got a conveyor, and you got to feed it with a hoe and this and that, but it makes about a quarter an hour.
So just one guy to just feed it, and that's all you really
need? Well, it's one guy who works the thing, and you got to have one guy pick it up with a loader and put it on the rack.
So it's bigger.
Pretty neat thing, yeah.
Like large logs.
Yeah, well, up to about a foot around.
Yeah, my girlfriend's dad, he's a big-time carpenter. He's got one of those, actually a gas-powered one, down in his shop, and he just drops cuts these full-size trees in about 6-foot pieces and takes his loader and drops it in there, and next thing you know, you have a piece of lumber. It's a pretty amazing process.
Oh, he's got a saw thing in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a horizontal saw, so it pushes it through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. But, hey, Tom, I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Okay, I'll let you go, Zach. Okay.
But, I'd love to see what we can make available for you, just so you can know moving forward that there is some...
Well, Lark, most of these things are kind of con deals, but you got to watch who you're dealing with. But
I understand that.
I shouldn't say that, probably, but...
No, it's true.
You get stuff in the mail all the time, and... And a lot of them, like you said, the banks don't want to loan you, but they're getting a little friendlier, too. But
some of the banks also, you put your money in there, and then they won't even loan it back to you, or if they do loan it back to you,
they charge you. I don't put money in banks. I'm a borrower. I ain't a putter in her. I put them in property I got.
That makes sense.
I got enough property to take care of things. But the many warehouses brings in, you wouldn't want to loan on them, but they bring about $150 a year in gross.
Nice.
And two people work it.
So there's not a whole lot of overhead then.
Well, no, I got living quarters on site, and then they one other couple comes in, gives them a day off. They work about 8 hours a day. A couple of them does.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
Sounds like it. It's like just built-in workers right there. You don't, they can never leave.
Yeah, yeah. they're worth about $1.5 million or $1.6 million, but that's beside the point. You still got to have a buyer,
Yes, absolutely. How about this, Tom? When did your secretary come in this morning?
I don't know. They went there. They've been to Vegas. They're supposed to be getting back today. Her and my granddaughter and them. Well, go ahead and fax me something that I can. Okay. You there?